The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got Bethany Klock in studio this morning with Harold, once again, our special visitor. And we've got our news hound from the SPCA, yes. Hannah, yes. Who looks like a really sweet, but she is a big girl. I hate to say big girl, but...
No, that's okay. It's
she's true. 78 pounds, I see.
Yeah, she is not a shrinking violet. So this is late-breaking news. Last night I got a call from Lindsay, who works with us at the SPCA, Officer Wood. And apparently Hannah, before coming to us, has quite a sad story. She was a long-termer at the Niagara County SPCA. She was with them for a long time. Everybody there fell in love with her. It was great. They could dress her up. You can do whatever you want with this dog. She's just content with anything. So she was adopted to a man, with a man rather. And unfortunately, that man passed away recently. And so now Henna's with us at the SPCA. So we really, really want to give this dog a nice permanent home.
Yeah, it would be a nice end to the story.
Yes, right? Exactly.
But Henna is, yep. Now is the exclamation point part of the name, or is everyone just excited when they see Henna?
That's just my flair. I use too many exclamation points in emails, etc. She is so good. She's been in our offices, just a chill dog. Literally, Liz Mantell and I did a video with her. Just does whatever you want. So if you're just looking, you always say plug-in dog. Yes. She's a total plug-in dog. She's house-trained. She's been through so much. We want to give her the home that she so deserves.
You said dress up. Like, is there a preferred outfit? Or?
Well, I saw some photos from Niagara County SPCA, and they dressed her up for Christmas and stuff. And she didn't mind it. I mean, that's rare with dogs. Mm-hmm. Let's face facts.
Like maybe a Sabres jersey or something like that, you know?
Yep.
Would fit in.
Oh, she's so great, guys.
If I ever need my dog to calm down, I'll try to dress up a little. Even sometimes just a handkerchief.
Really?
It freezes my one dog.
I can see that.
Just like, I don't know if he's uncomfortable or anything like that, or just doesn't know what's going on.
They just stiffen right up.
Like... He feels like he can't move. So if I ever need him to chill out for a minute, you know, somebody's over, put something on him and he just...
Gussie him up.
He just like all of a sudden he forgets he can move. I think he thinks I put him in a full body cast.
It's kind of like
really
a
just a handkerchief.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Where they do calm down. Well, good on you for figuring that out. I would have never thought that.
Works half the time.
But, yeah. You
know. Hey, you know, it's warming up outside.
Yes.
Right? We've all got our dogs out.
Mm-hmm.
You noticed something last night.
Oh, did I ever. So I took my two dogs out for a walk. We came back home, went up to bed. I have a white bedspread. And there was a tick. So if you are not protecting your dogs right now, excuse me, against fleas and ticks, you should have started yesterday. It's not too late. I would suggest, you know, anything right away because they are out there. And you don't want your dogs, and they could give it to your cats, Lyme disease. So definitely get them on something
right
away.
That's the thing. It's not just your dogs. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you know, God forbid you're thinking this. But if you're just saying, well, my dog gets a tick, whatever. You bring it into your home, like,
you
can latch onto you, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's right. For everything
those
in your house.
Those things are nasty.
Yep. Yep. My other dog had a tick once, and I had to take it off, and he did have Lyme disease, so he had to go on medicine for a little while. You don't want that.
The thing about the ticks, too, is you can pick them up. You know, you know, grassy areas, sure, like, there's areas where you're more likely to. It's amazing. You can pick them up almost anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, your backyard, you know, you could have a manicured lawn and you can pick it up. But walking along the sidewalk, I've gotten a tick running through North Tonawanda on my sock. I'm not running through the brush or anything. It's on the sidewalk by the street.
It's just gross.
And it can happen.
You know what I do, too, in addition to keeping them on flea and tick preventive stuff, is I keep a lint roller in my car. So when I get back into the car after a walk, I lint roll them to see if any ticks will come off.
Okay.
Last night, none
never
did,
thought of
but
that.
Two got away.
Yeah, you were saying on the air that you found one tick, but you actually found a second one.
Yes. So then I got both of them out of the crate, and I'm like, now we're going to really brush the heck out of you guys and see who else is in there. And luckily, only found two, but they're just so gross.
They are. You've got a flea and tick clinic coming up.
Yep, we have a vaccination clinic, and it's the drive-up, which is perfect. So if your dog does not like being out at the vet office, it's right at the Erie County Fairgrounds. So you drive up, and our vet techs and veterinarians, they'll vaccinate your dog for distemper, rabies, leptospirosis, anything. And we can also microchip them, and you can get flea and tick preventive that day, too. And it's very cheap, actually. It's very economical. So if you're looking to help your dogs, please join us on the 29th.
All that
But you
stuff.
Have to reserve a spot, don't you?
Yes. Thank you. I forgot about that. Yes, you do. So it's $10 to reserve your spot. All of our information is on yourspca.org.
They're hard to spot, too. So, I mean, it better to be proactive than, you know, trying to brush through and all that stuff when it's really hard to do. Well, Henna is still looking for a home. And this big, lovable girl could be yours.
Yes.
You just have to visit the SPCA and give a happy end to this story.
Yes, please. She deserves it.
She does. Mm-hmm. All right. So keep us updated on that.
I will.
Because we'd love to share.
Okay.
If somebody comes by. And maybe somebody was listening just now and thought, you know what? This sounds like the girl for me.
I mean, she's a middle-aged dog. She's perfect.
Aw. All right. Bethany, thanks. And thanks for bringing Harold in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Always great to see him. And...
He's sleeping.
He's so happy here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's literally
He could stay all day.
Susan.
Put him to sleep.
This is ridiculous.
it's tough for us.
Oh, we woke him. He's like, oh, hey, I'm up.
He says, you're talking about me. I know it.
Yeah.
Don't tell everyone that I had a tick. That's embarrassing.
ears perking up.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.